Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. My name is Sister Kimberly Silas, and of course, I am your host on today, this marvelous August 3rd, 2018. As we do on every returning week, we always start out with a moment of meditation. And today, we are coming from a meditation that says, seek peace and be peaceful. Nations have spent billions of dollars trying to make things right by declaring war. There have been declarations of war on poverty and drugs. We have disputes with neighboring countries over the appearance of limited resources. Instead of declaring forgiveness, we find fault with others and issue harsh judgment. Today, I end my internal war. I release thoughts of hatred for my brother. I give up thoughts of doubt and confusion. I give up feelings of injustice and unworthiness. I surrender the pain, guilt, and tensions in my body. I am willing to seek peace, not war. I seek peace. I am peace. I declare and end thoughts of war that hinder my spiritual well-being. I have love for my neighbor. I have love for humankind on this planet. Love heals the wounds of battle and brings harmony in relationships. Thank you, within me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. This comes from Psalms 37 and 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Today, we are readdressing a spinoff from the month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we are doing a second segment, which will be the entire month of August. And this, of course, is Mental Health Part 1. Now, I also want to do as our regular routine is to give our first off weather report. We are in Atlanta, Georgia, in the southeast region of the United States. And we have had two consecutive days of flash flood warnings. When I tell you we have gotten our ample amount of rain for the month of August, we are good to go. But today I am proud to report it is a sunny 82 degrees. We have no threat of rain or floods coming this way. As a matter of fact, we are clear up until Sunday, so we may get some additional rain on Sunday, but we are so grateful for the climate and the season, and whatever God brings us is what we need to have. Now, we were piggybacking on our Mental Health Month for May. We were honored and blessed to have Dr. Kelly Zimmerman of Spartanburg, South Carolina, on the line with us all during the month of May. And I have so many notes from Dr. Zimmerman. We had invited her back on the show on today. Unfortunately, she had a pre-existing personal engagement that she has to be at taken care of on today. And so we have invited her to participate with the show again at the end of the month, which is our first and third Friday of every month, and that's going to put us on the 17th. So we're looking forward to having Dr. Zimmerman with us on August 17th. Now, we also have a phenomenal guest speaker also by the name of Henry Lee Clay of West Orange, New Jersey. And he's going to be sharing with us on a focus of financial depression in the pulpit and the pews. Now, he has not yet confirmed. I apologize. That was a clerical administrative error on my part. But we have left the slots open for Mr. Clay as well as Dr. Zimmerman on the upcoming date of August the 24th. So, excuse me, August the 17th. So we're hoping that those two can join us. But first of all, let me say, mental health, the month of May was phenomenal, our mental health segment, and we covered so many things. And, of course, our panel is open for everyone seeking to have a higher level of spiritual, mental, and physical well-being. Here at Your Health is Your Wealth, we stand firm to believe that anything that you desire to accomplish in life starts with consciousness of thought. I'm going to repeat that. Here at Your Health is Your Wealth, our platform believes that anything you desire to attain in life starts in the consciousness of thought, meaning that the healthier your mind is, it will direct your path. So we speak a lot to our physical empowerment being derived from the healthy consciousness of our mind, hence why we focus so often on the element of mental health. Now, we ended Dr. Zimmerman's segment last May, this May of 2018, and we started off talking about taboo in the African-American community. Quite often, we aren't comfortable from a cultural perspective focusing on mental health. And it's a very sad state of affairs, but it comes from a traditional upbringing, a culturally and traditionally what we've been taught and what we believe. We have culturally been raised or nurtured to believe that if someone speaks out that they desire mental health counseling or treatment or sustainability, they are crazy or that they have lost their mind or that they are mentally weakened or some level of deficiency. Nothing is further from the truth. It is just nothing further from the truth. And I'm going to not spend a lot of time in that segment, but there is definitely a taboo in the African-American community where seeking mental health or even desiring to improve or strengthen your mental health is perceived to be a form of weakness. And we are all dealing with some form of suppressed childhood issues, reoccurring and progressive aspects of mental health, whether it be religious beliefs or whether it be cultural or family beliefs. You know, we all are products of what we were raised to believe. And as an adult, it's up to us to decide what serves our highest and greatest purpose. I want to share something with you quickly, and someone told me this a long time ago. Years ago, I was pursuing my real estate license. I believe I studied and passed the exam in the spring of 1996. So by 97, I had met with a broker. I'm going to say 96. But my real estate broker was explaining to me that she was one of the first people to explain to me about the taboo in the African-American culture when it comes to seeking proper mental health nurturing and sustainability. And she was saying that real estate is such a stressful industry that you have to have some outlet in order to maintain clear clarity and proper functions. And she said, just look at it like this. If you were to break your arm, sprain your ankle, had a tummy ache, had a runny nose, had swollen eyes and itchy skin, you would not take any haste and getting to the doctor to make sure that your arm was set, that you had drops for your nose, that you had ointment for your skin, and that you had some type of sedative to help with your upset stomach. We are willing to treat every symptom in the body other than the mental health aspect. And when she broke that down to me, I said, you know, that is so incredibly accurate. You know, we just never consider that the physical body gets tired. And guess what regulates every physical faculty of the body? The mind. The mind tells us when to eat. It tells us when to blink. It tells us when to sneeze. It tells us how to breathe. The mind tells us everything. It tells us everything we need to do. So therefore, it is the most overworked and most consistently used organ in the body. Yet we consistently overlook this fact, and we don't seek out the necessary precautions to make sure that we maintain a healthy, vibrant state of mental consciousness. I cannot express that to you enough. And I am so elated that we are going to consistently address the power of progressing and maintaining a healthy level of mental health. It is imperative. It is a must. It is an absolute must. But we spoke on so many things, and I'm going to leave that to Dr. Zimmerman. I want to say one thing, though, she mentioned to me on last week about countertransference, and it was impacting because I realized that countertransference means that if we don't maintain a healthy level of consciousness, everything that we believe, we transfer to all those that we come in contact with. And quite often, the ones that we go to for guidance, whether it be our parents, our professors, our upper-level leadership at our employers, or our clergy, if they are not in a proper state of mental health, there is the susceptibility of countertransference, meaning that we adopt all of their mental health issues. And we, with the taboo attached to seeking proper mental health or getting outside help, we are just constantly taking on their issues in the assumption that they're correct. So I just thought that was empowering, just empowering information. Be real, real, real cognizant of countertransference. Now, why am I saying all of this? Mental health is so incredibly important. Everybody does not need to see a therapist. I personally am all with it, whether it be a professional licensed therapist, whether it be a mentor or a coach, somebody that you totally believe in, whether it be your clergy or your employer, somebody that is willing to sit and talk with you, listening to your views. A good coach or a good mental health counselor is not somebody that does all the talking. If they're doing all the talking, they're not getting any insight on what you are feeling or believing, and therefore they're not going to be able to adequately convey to you what you really need to hear or learn. So I just suggest that you get in a network of people that can help you with clearing your thought processes on a regular basis and having someone who is transparent enough to be honest with you and to share themselves and to give you rational, logical, sound advice on how to move forward with any situation. And it's just a beautiful, powerful thing. I'm really, really grateful that I am trusting of the influences that I have in my life. I believe that I have been blessed with a community, a village of people with sound, rational, logical insight, and that are willing to sow into me and help me. Because trust me, let me give you a quick example. Yesterday I had a medical procedure done, And at the very last minute, I had two rides set up, because once you sign up for surgery, of course, you know they're not going to let you drive yourself home. So one, I had two set up, and one declined at the last minute. One didn't respond, and I had to go to my nephew, who is a young person, of course, who has his own life and things. I'm sure he didn't want to spend his whole afternoon with Aunt Kim. But I'm so grateful that he stepped in and said, Auntie, I'll take you to the doctor. But with that being said, I was so frustrated and so disheartened that things didn't go the way I wanted them to go, that I started feeling sorry for myself. And it set off a very unhealthy state of being, most especially preparing yourself for surgery. That's not something that you want to do right before you go into a major medical procedure. You need to go in with your energy levels. Everything in life is energy. And the positive energy that I could have been promoting, I was using or negating it with a negative. You know, disappointed that these people's lives didn't include me on that moment. So with that being said, that was a prime example of how my mental health was challenged in that moment. I was so caught up in what I wanted that I didn't even recognize that I had slighted energies of my mental health. It all worked out. My nephew and I had a marvelous morning. It was flash flooding and thunderstorming. He was an excellent driver. He got me there to the appointment. The surgery went successfully well. We had lunch. I made it home. He got me to my door, and I was in the house all evening recuperating from my procedure. Now, with that being said, when I'm studying over my notes for today, I realize how quickly my mental health capacity changes when things don't go exactly the way I prepare or I say that they should go. That is a limited mental health capacity. So with that being said, I'm going to move into some things that will help you enhance your mental health and keep you cognizant of a healthy state of mental consciousness. Number one, value yourself. Treat yourself with kindness and respect, and avoid self-criticism. Avoid self-criticism. This also means avoid criticizing other people. It's one of the reasons why I chose today's meditation. It says, today I end my internal war. I release thoughts of hatred for my brother. I give up thoughts of doubt and confusion. I give up feelings of injustice and unworthiness. I surrender the pain, guilt, and tension in my body. I am willing to seek peace, not war. Now, when my rides that I had planned weeks in advance told me that they could not make it, I had 48 hours to find alternate forms of transportation. I was so frustrated that my instinct told me to start fighting back. I'll just cancel the appointment. I'll just reschedule. Just forget it. I will live in this pain for as long as my body can take it, because I gave you guys enough time to help me out, and now you can't help me out. Okay, Kim, grow up. So what? People have things to do. If you go into an internal, peaceful place, God will not let you down. He has not forgotten nor forsaken you. Delay is not deny. Delay is not deny. Find you an alternative to get into your appointment, and everything will work itself out. And so it did. So I just want to say, the big baby bully was I. Oh, I was clowning, but it worked out. And it's just an example of how we have to remain conscious of our mental health, because why would I stay angry, hostile, resentful, and bitter over circumstances that are out of my control? Just like I had an appointment with my medical professional, If someone had called on me during that time, I wouldn't have been able to honor their engagement. So everybody has something to do, and I want to wage peace and not war. The peace and the war starts within. And, you know, I say this all the time, and I have to constantly reflect back on it. But I have this quote that comes from MindSpring. It's on my wall in my office, and it says, "Your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seed. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds." And I constantly go back to that every time I get that turmoil in my spirit, because everything is energy. It doesn't matter whether you are angry with someone or you are angry with yourself. Your internal body doesn't know the difference. Anger is anger. So when you exhibit that type of frustration and rage, those are negative toxins being released all through your body. It is so true. Whether it be spiritual, physical, mental, it is toxic. And we have got to learn a healthier way to express and communicate, because disappointment is disappointment, but you don't have to let it be ravenous and toxic in the body. So I am so grateful that I am learning these techniques. And these are the things here at Your Health is Your Wealth we want to impart on our callers. We are empowered to make our temples the healthiest temples possible. And it starts with the consciousness. What we think is so crucial. Treat yourself. Value yourself. Second, take care of the body. Taking care of your physical can improve your mental health. Be sure to always hydrate. We talk about this every segment. Hydration is the paramount for a healthy body. Breaking the fast. Breakfast is not a breakfast of bacon, egg, sausage, grits, potatoes, toast, jelly, orange juice. No. Breakfast means to break the fast. The rest is crucial. Rest for the body is crucial. It is a hibernation stage. When your body goes to sleep or gives you an indication that it's tired, we need to honor it. Listen to the body, because it's telling you, that marvelous mind is telling you that the body is ready to rest. It is in a process of restoring and hibernating and rejuvenating all of your cells and your organs and your overall chemistry. It wants to rebuild and restart. So when the body tells you that it's sleepy, get your proper amount of rest. Second, we wake by breaking the fast. This is where the hydration comes in. Breaking the fast isn't a high-level caloric breakfast. Yes, you want to put calories in to fuel the body, but you break the fast through hydration. Now, one of the ways that we encourage people to get the water that they need on a day-to-day basis is to break the fast. Start your day, before you put anything in the body, start your day with water. This will feed everything in you on a cellular level, and it will push out every toxin that the body tried to release during the hibernation stage. So always awake with water. Release and let it go. Midday is the perfect opportunity, whether you have had only one at breakfast, or this is your second one at midday, but make sure, if you're not a water drinker, that you at least consume one at the top of your day. Everybody's 24 hours starts at a different segment of time. There is no rhyme or reason to it. It's what's worked best for you. But at your midday, get your second dose of water. The last being at the close of day. When your body starts telling you it's time for your rest, that's when you know that prior to my laying down, I am going to drink a full 8-ounce glass of water. What this does is it sends a clean, healthy level of purification and hydration to every organ in your body. So while you are sleeping, It is detoxifying and it's cleansing. The same way you put water in your car, if you put water in your body, you will be surprised what it does for you. Now, the benefits of hydrating the water, your body, water helps cleanse your body inside and out. It keeps your skin supple. It keeps your muscles and joints working better. It keeps the body at a proper temperature. It's most important for your cardiovascular health. Dehydration lowers your blood volume, so your heart must work harder to pump the reduced amount of blood and not get enough oxygen to your cells, which makes everyday activities like walking upstairs as well as exercise extremely difficult. So water is phenomenal for your cardiovascular activities. And, of course, water keeps your throat, your lips moist. It prevents your mouth from feeling dry. It's just the perfect. Water is the nature's remedy to everything. So we want to always remember to just love on our bodies and do what's necessary. And another thing is you want to eat healthy, nutritious meals. Now, you've probably heard the saying that you are what you eat, or garbage in, garbage out. It's accurate. Certain foods provide the nutrition your brain and your body need to function at their best. Diets that incorporate omega-3 fatty acids, B vitamins, folic acid, vitamin D, prebiotics, and probiotics help improve your mood, reduce inflammation, and reduce signs of depression, while diets high in processed, sugary, and fatty foods do the complete opposite. So if you're not eating a healthy, balanced diet, you're getting in a lot of sugar, and the processed foods, you guys, it's so easy to get them because everything in our grocery store is prepackaged, preprocessed. You have just almost have to be a scientist to know what to buy and what not to buy. So we just got to get back to the basics and be willing to take a committed approach to healing the body from a holistic, organic perspective. You know, we only, this segment is only a half hour, and, you know, we want to talk about getting enough sleep, we want to talk about exercise, and of course, we want to talk about channeling proper energy in order to maintain mental health. We do intend to continue this segment on the 14th. Of, I believe it's the 17th. On the 17th of August, we're going to continue this segment, Mental Health Part 2. And I just can't stress enough how important it is that we all take a conscious accountability for our mental well-being. Now, let me give you guys a quick sales. I am an independent business owner with a marvelous, amazing organization, and our products are all organic, all plant, fruits, and herb-based, no chemicals, no preservatives, and we have a product called NRG. We call the NRG, Raw Natural Energy, is the happy pill in a bottle, but what it does is it increases vigor, it improves mental clarity, it burns fat, it cleans your appetite. This all-natural formula is designed to provide results without jitters or sudden burnout like many other products. And I recommend it to anybody that is dealing with situations of depression or they want to start curbing their appetite to remove those overprocessed sugary foods. It helps to not only give you a burst of mental clarity and just a happy state of consciousness, but it also helps you with craving those sugary foods. So with that being said, please reach out. I can be reached on Facebook at Kimberly Silas at Facebook.com. I'm at Instagram at Silas Kimberly at Instagram. And of course at Twitter, I am Kamari Sunshine. Okay, every week we are here on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock at Dr. Dunlap, and our PRF team. And that's at 8 o'clock every week. And also, we meet here every first and third Friday of the month. So please, 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 we are so grateful to God that you have chosen to meet with us. And just reach out anytime. Inbox me at either of my social media accounts. And until we meet again, I bless you, I thank you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. So have an amazing and marvelous day. Thank you.